Now, with countries to the south demanding the right to take more water from the Nile, some commentators are saying Egypt cannot expect to have a monopoly on the river and might need to adapt to a future with a smaller share of the flow. I met up with Egyptian politician Mona Makram Abeid.
Has Egypt taken the Nile for granted?
I guess so, for a very long time. Nobody has asked. Probably many of the population here doesn't know that other people too are sharing the Nile waters, unless you're educated, which is not the case for a lot of people. 40% of the people are illiterate. So I think you're right, in a way. Egyptians have taken the Nile for granted for a long time. Now they have to wake up.
So what does that mean for Egypt today in the 21st century, when countries to the south are starting to build giant dams and they will have the power to turn off the taps?
Some of these countries who are at the source of the Nile think that it is their right to have more of a part of the Nile than they had until now. I think that we need people who understand, who are experts on the Nile, to see what would be the equitable distribution.
Who owns the Nile?
Who owns the Ganges?
The Indians would say they do.
The Egyptian would say the same thing.